Of course, it is 8 days until the running of the Tab Everest, $15 million, and he's been there since the start as a slot holder as we continue our Tab Everest preview series. And, well, he had success straight off the bat as well. He was the slot holder for Redzel when it won in year one of the Tab Everest, and he's taken a punt. He left it very late in getting his horse this year, and Giga Kick. So he's going for the Emerging Sprinter, which has just had, what, the four starts, winning them all. James Harrod is joining us. James, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Gerald.
Yeah, as I mentioned, you were there at the start, and you had Redzel. Describe the evolution of this race.
Yeah, look, it's been quite incredible. It was obviously a very exciting concept with grand ideas and plans, and I think it escalated all of those in every respect. And it's turned into what we, you know, Reds is the world's greatest sprint race in such a short period of time. So it's wonderful to be involved in it. It's very exciting, and yeah, can't wait for next week.
And, you know, you're well connected globally. What about the impact of the race, I guess, outside our borders that you've noticed as well, James?
Yeah, look, it's definitely in you know, one of the most talked about races when you're outside of the Australian border, and people ask you about it and can't quite get their head around all the prize money and the excitement. And, you know, they all just sort of dream of being able to bring a horse down for it. But it's obviously quite a deterrent, because they know how good our sprinters are. So it's really captured the imagination. It's brought in a great wave of young people who are interested. You meet young people outside of racing who talk about the race, and that puts a smile on your face to hear them talking about racing full stop.
James, can I ask, when you chose Giga Kick, what was the reasons behind choosing him in a high-pressured race?
Yeah, look, probably a couple of things. I mean, if you go through a little bit of a checklist, I guess, you know, he handles what we believe different track conditions. He's obviously won on a soft seven. He's trialled on a heavy. He's worked on heavy tracks. And he's won on good tracks. So I think, you know, you don't quite know what we're going to get Saturday week. And he hasn't been tested on a super heavy track, but the team do feel like he'll handle it, and that's probably a big tick. The 53 kilos seems to have been a big factor in all the three-year-olds that have contested this race. They've all sort of performed very credibly, and obviously some extremely well, but they've all sort of come into the race well. Look, he's unbeaten. He's versatile in his running style, so, you know, he doesn't have to get out the back. He doesn't have to, you know, he's not going to get too aggressive if the speed's on. He can just drop back in behind them. So, you know, just a few of those things that you really sort of need in a race like this. And look, he needs to do all of those things right. He's obviously only had the four starts, as you mentioned. But as we all know, it's very hard to win four in a row. And he just keeps doing it. So, look, it's a bit of a checklist. And he checked a lot of those boxes. And then the rest is really up to him. We don't quite know where the bottom is with him.
James, can that not be a blessing in disguise? You come up against a horse like Nature Strip, which has so much expectation. The position you're in now with Giga Kick, it's go do your thing because you're not expected to win, yet, like in any sport, you just don't know what can happen.
Yeah, look, it's the beauty of this business, isn't it? And, you know, it's sort of nice to get a horse with a little bit of X factor. With a little bit of unknown, because Nature Strip is such a dominant favourite. And,
yeah,
you know, I, with all due respect to the rest of the field, I think it's quite even behind Nature Strip. You know, there's a great bunch of horses, don't get me wrong, but as we saw in the premiere last week, they were, you know, they all looked like they were going to go and put the race away by a margin at different times of the race, and ended up finishing the line. So it's going to be ultra competitive. We understand the job at hand, and look, we did a lot of talking with the team around Giga Kick. We spent time with Craig Williams, who we all know is very thorough in how he looks at things. He's given up a big book of rides in Melbourne, off his own bat, wanted this horse to be in the race, and felt like he would be a genuine top four chance. And you know, we negotiated with Jonathan and the team accordingly and came together on what we thought was a fair deal for both parties to give this a go.
You mentioned Craig Williams, and we're getting one of the great jockeys coming from Melbourne up here to ride Giga Kick. But this could be a career-defining moment for the trainer, Clayton Douglas, as well. I mean, looking at his history and looking at his... He's won less than 30 races. But all of a sudden, if he wins the Everest, it puts him on the map and the amount of horses that will flow through to him. So it's a great opportunity for him as well.
Oh, look, it is. And, you know, it's amazing how many of the, you know, these great races are won by a great story, and that would be one of them for sure. I mean, the horse was, you know, all but written off as a young horse. He was going to be sold very cheaply and stayed in the system. And Clayton had a relationship with, I believe, Super Seth when he was riding for Anthony Friedman, developed a relationship with Jonathan Munns, who in turn gave him his first, you know, gave him a horse to train, which was Giga Kick. So, you know, it's already a wonderful story. Yeah. And, look, it would be just amazing for Clayton. It would be, you know, I think everyone would be so happy for him to see the horse run right up there and do him proud.
He obviously won Magic Millions and Golden Slippers with Capitalists, but tell us about the uniqueness of the thrill you had that day when you were the slot holder of Redzel.
Look, it's quite different. You know, it's not your own horse, so to speak, when you're selecting another horse. You look at it all very differently. You're probably not as, you know, dreamy about it. It sort of comes down to numbers, and it comes down to where you think you can potentially finish and where it slots in and what the field shape potentially looks like. So it is all quite different. But it just a fantastic thrill. I mean, I've never been at Randwick. Or a Sydney race meeting, for that matter, where I've seen such a crowd and such a atmosphere, and it's wonderful to be part of it.
It's a real young crowd, isn't it, James? That's the thing that strikes me, is that they get 40,000 people there, but it's a different crowd to what you normally see at the races, I think.
No, most definitely. And look, I think all the metrics they got from the ATM usage to, you know, all the ways in which they gather the data to work out, you know, obviously purchasing tickets, etc., of what sort of demographic they had in there. And it was what you say, it was quite unbelievable how many young people got involved. And, you know, look, we look back and we see, you know, it was all that time ago when Magic Millions put on a big prize money race, a two-year-old race around the Gold Coast, and you see what that's turned into today. So, I mean, it definitely seems to draw people's imagination. It draws a crowd, and it's up to the clubs and up to the race and the people around it to build it into something what it is. And it's now rating is what it, like I said earlier, it's the world's greatest sprint race in such a short period of time, which is amazing.
Any horses running in the James Harron colours in the next week or two that we can just keep an eye on, outside of Giga Kick, of course, but that you're expecting to run well, James?
Look, we've got a few two-year-olds coming through. We've got a horse. We're a bit like everybody. We're sort of dodging tracks a little bit. We'll probably start a horse called Mexico, who trialed at the early trials a few weeks ago. He'll run an either the Kirkham Plate or the English Banner in the next week or so. He'll be competitive. He's be blinkers are on. Nice Capitalist colt. He'll be running Cannonball, who ran in Giga Kick's race and ran a good, really good race on a dry track. He'll stay headed towards the Coolmore, and again he'll have a trial in between and go that direction. And they're probably the two main ones in the next few weeks.
Okay, great stuff. Really appreciate your time as always, James, and I hope it all plays out really well for you with Giga Kick in the next week or so.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me on.